Hi, this is Ciara back again today. You're a herbalist who's going to talk to you about cayenne pepper. So cayenne pepper is a pepper, a spicy pepper that you can get in the health food shop. You can even get it in the supermarket and you'll find it in the aisle along with the curry powders and all the other different spices. So it's one that I would use quite a lot in my clinical practice. And it's regarded by the professional master herbalist as one of the purest and one of the most safe stimulant herbs known. It opens up every tissue in the body and allows the blood to perfuse better. It's well suited to most people, but in particular to people who are quite feeble and who have poor circulation and lacking in energy. The only time I don't give it to people is when I feel there is a lot of heat in their body already, in particular somebody with maybe some liver congestion, which might manifest as inflammation in the body with something like rosacea. I tend not to use it initially. So just a few of the things that cayenne pepper is really good for. So it's a food, and it's a food in particular for the circulatory system. It cleans out veins and arteries and the capillaries of the body and helps give them elasticity. So if somebody has got cold hands or feet, cayenne pepper is fantastic for that. So when you think about it, blood tends to flow downwards. So if you've got cold hands and feet, you can be pretty certain that the blood isn't perfusing too well upwards, up towards your brain. So cayenne pepper will help it to circulate throughout the entire body. It's a tonic herb. So when we talk about tonic herbs, it means it is the ability to do what is needed in the body. So it's a very intuitive herb. So for example, it's very good for blood pressure. So if you've hypertension, which is high blood pressure, or hypotension, which is low blood pressure, taking cayenne pepper will help to normalize it. So if it's low, it'll raise it. If it's high, it'll lower it. And it does the very same with cholesterol levels in the body. Cayenne pepper is particularly good for breaking up mucus in all parts of the body and very, very effective for any sort of congestion in the chest or sore throat. And one way that I would recommend people, if they've got a sore throat or that they've got congestion in the lungs, is to take 1/4 teaspoon of cayenne pepper, mix it with some good honey, and add in 1/2 clove of garlic. Crush it and mix them all together and take a teaspoon of this every few hours. And the most important thing with that little concoction is not to follow it down with water, because you want it to very slowly start breaking up the congestion. So the cayenne pepper will stimulate and break up congestion. The garlic will be used for its antibiotic purposes, so it'll help disinfect the area. And then the honey is kind of what it's all held in, so it'll hold it in the area that it needs to be and very slowly make its way down the throat to the area. So again, 1/4 teaspoon of cayenne pepper mixed with 1/2 clove of crushed garlic and 1 teaspoon of honey for sore throat or any kind of lung congestion or respiratory issues. Cayenne pepper is fantastic for constipation because it helps stimulate peristalsis. So it'll get your bowels moving better and it aids assimilation. Also, it's very, very good for breaking up trapped wind in the body. So sometimes gas in the body creates a vacuum, and unless it's excreted, the bowels won't move properly. So I find that cayenne pepper really, really helps your bowels move an awful lot better. So it improves, increases gastrointestinal secretion and can also improve your appetite. Surprisingly, people are always shocked when I tell them that it helps to rebuild the tissue of the stomach and can heal ulcers in the body. Now, I know back in my days when I was a nurse, we were always told for people with any sort of ulcer, stomach ulcers, to keep away from spices and peppers. And that is true, because cooked spices can cause irritation in the body, but raw spices, which is how you should take cayenne pepper, and I'll explain that to you shortly, actually heal any sort of ulcers in the stomach. And another thing, it's an iron bearer, so it's full of vitamin C and very good for any sort of colds and chills in the body. So as I mentioned before, cayenne pepper is only therapeutic in its raw form. So that's its raw, uncooked form. So yeah, you can certainly use it in cooking, but you'll get no medicinal value from it. So the best way really is to sprinkle it on salads or when your food has been cooked. So the best way, there are many ways that you can take it. As I say, sprinkle it on your food, or you can take it in capsule form, which is fantastic. But I have found over the years that the best way to take cayenne pepper is in its powder form, because in capsules, it tends to bypass, you know, the throat, the esophagus, until it gets down to the stomach. But if you take it in powder form, it'll work the whole way down and heal the body from the mouth downwards. So how to take cayenne pepper? The goal really is to get up to 1 teaspoon of cayenne pepper 3 times a day. Now, that's a huge amount of cayenne pepper to take, and it's very strong, it's very potent. So you need to start very, very slowly. So start with less than 1/4 teaspoon in a little bit of cold water, and mix it together and drink it and follow it with a glass of water. So do that before your meals. After a few days, slowly build up. So maybe after 3 or 4 or 5 days, you could be up to maybe more than 1/4, maybe 1/2 teaspoon of cayenne pepper. So you'd be up to almost 1/2 teaspoon of cayenne pepper before your meals in water 3 times a day. So the graduated doses will accustom your system to the strength and the pungency of this herb. If in any way you feel nauseated or you feel it's just too much, just reduce it for a few days and then slowly build it back up again. That's often just a case that you're just taking too much too soon. So reduce it and increase again. So you can also sprinkle cayenne pepper over salads, as I said, soups, cooked meals. That's a great way to get it in. The most important thing with cayenne pepper really is not to take it if you're taking any blood thinners such as aspirin or warfarin, and also not to take it if you're on blood pressure medication or cholesterol medication, because the reason being is obviously it works very well to normalize those, but if you are taking medication that is doing that already, you're going to get a double dose of it. So they're the most important things to remember with cayenne pepper. Don't take them with any blood thinning medication such as aspirin or warfarin, or not to take them with any blood pressure medication or cholesterol medication. So look, I hope you found that information beneficial. You might be heading out of the shops later. You might go and get yourself some cayenne pepper and start using it very sparingly at the start, and then slowly building up, and hopefully you feel the benefits of it in a short time to come. So next time I'll be talking to you about nettles, which will be growing, which will be sprouting up in springtime. Very, very soon we'll see nettles everywhere, and I'll talk to you about this fantastic herb, how beneficial it is for our health, and how to incorporate it into your diet. Until then, talk to you next week. Bye bye.